Hey, Bob.
Hey, Chuck, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks. Waiting for this winter to freaking end.
Got another storm coming, they said. I'm hoping for rain.
Yeah, it's supposed to warm up a bit next week, but it was originally they were talking about 40s and 50s. Now they're looking at 30s again, so it's still better than what it was, but disappointing that it's not going to get upwards like they were thinking. We'll see.
Yeah. Well, I want to melt some of the snow.
Yeah, well, we've got about 15 inches of snow on the ground here, so it's
well,
going to be a while.
We got places there's nothing, and then we got places that's 4 feet from all the wind drifts off the ocean and stuff.
Yeah,
so
yeah, I've seen that happen in my driveway.
Yeah.
You get nothing on one side of the driveway, and the other side of the driveway's got 2-3 feet.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. What's new, anything?
No, nothing. Just got back from vacation and
yeah.
Came to a mess in my yard. My poor son-in-law, who doesn't know how to really work the snowblower or anything like that, he had a tough time trying to clear it up. So
really?
I'm making it a little cleaner now, a little at a time. Our new house, there's no place to put anything. The other house had this big yard, so we could just blow everything to the sides and
right.
Or plop. This, I have to throw it into the street on Ocean Boulevard, so I'm doing a little bit at a time so it melts
really?
And people drive over it. So,
Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah, so he got his first feel of clearing the front of the driveway, and then the plow came along and just blocked
it. It's always my favorite thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's usually right after you just put the snowblower in the garage. You just got out there, and then you see the plow come down the street, and now you got to go right back out again.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's irritating. And we got the sidewalk plows, too. And so the sidewalk plows come down, and they do the same thing. So you wind up, instead of having just one strip at the end, you get three.
Yeah. Well, we just have no place to put it yet. Because and like before, we had the garage. So we had the garage. So you had space to clear. Now you've got to move the cars, clear the space, move the cars again. And We downsized, but upgraded. So we went from this huge house with all this land to right on the beach with no land, and, you know.
The
view is worth the morning.
Yeah, I get it. We're a nice little suburban lot right here, and I've got plenty of room to blow snow. Normally I have the Mustang parked in the driveway, and I blow over the Mustang and it's usually fine, but this year was just such an exceptional amount of snow. We were the second snowiest city in the country at the moment. And
you're number one? Come on.
Syracuse is number one, right down, 60 miles down the road. So.
Oh, you guys will beat them by the end of the season.
I don't know. They got a 20-inch jump on us right now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They got hit really, really, really hard. Yeah.
Yeah. Oof.
Not that, we got 80-something inches of snow so far. Last year, for the year, I think we were at 67, and our typical is 100 inches. So we're way above average, too, because normally, February and into March, it's not unusual to get 20, 30 inches of snow in February and another 10 to 20 in March, depending on how things go. So. If we don't get a whole lot of snow, then this will wind up being, on record, being kind of like a close to a normal year. But if we get more snow coming, then it's going to average out those 2 light years that we had before. This will kind of just come right back into line with the average.
Oh, yeah. Well, we had nothing last year. Like, everything was skirting the coast or turning into rain, starting out with snow, and then it would get wet and heavy, and so this was all really lightweight, so it was nice.
Yeah, it was weird. We got one of the biggest snowfalls we've had this year came off the Atlantic. It was a nor'easter that, that gave us about 12, 15 inches of snow.
Yeah.
And it was really, it wasn't a weird snow. It was like, it was grainy, like sand.
Yeah.
Not like our typical snow that we get here. And it was weird because when I was blowing the driveway, I had to blow it in the opposite direction. It was coming out of the east and going west instead of the opposite, because That, good thing I noticed. I looked across the street in my neighbor's chimney. I could see the smoke coming out of it. I said, wait a minute. This is a, if I go out like this, I'm going to get it right back in my face.
I've done that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And my wife asked me, says, I got this thing, this enclosure that goes over my my snowblower, but I haven't had it on in years. She says, why don't you put it on? I says, because I look to see which way the wind's blowing and make sure I'm not, it's not, I'm blowing with the wind and not against it. And
right.
And the thing, it thing becomes gigantic when you put that thing on. I mean, it's pretty cool in that it keeps you really well protected, but it takes up twice as much room in a garage.
Well, at least you have a garage.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Anything I can do for you?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
All right. Any changes, let me know.
Yeah. Talk to you soon.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye-bye.